What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gets all the football stuff coming up next hour. We'll have Nick Costos. We'll have our picks at the 120 spot of the show. I was just reading about this, BT, during the break.
Yep.
You know, Jessica Alba's getting a divorce.
Are you going to make your move? Are you going to take a shot?
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, I'm happily married, of course, with a daughter, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm sometimes maybe frustrated with myself because I didn't put myself in a position to be in a spot to take advantage of this particular opportunity.
Meaning you hadn't quite come across the fame yet when you were still on the market.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, right, you know, the fame, yeah. The probably the finances,
a few extra bucks,
to get, in the conversation there. But Jessica Alba.
How do you start that conversation? How do you start the conversation with Jessica Alba? That's the problem. And a lot of beautiful women have said this over the years, like, I don't even know if I believe it all the time, but I believe it enough where they say, and I mean just like almost unapproachably beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where they feel like guys are so intimidated that they don't go up and say, so what? How many times do you see a beautiful woman with an ugly guy? And when we see that, what do you say? He's either rich or he's, you know, he's like a horse. You know, like basically, that's what you say.
Well, because, I would say that.
But you got to approach him.
I would say that, he must be funny.
Or he makes me laugh. Yeah. That is the third one. You're right. But how do you
Or he's got confidence. I think
how do you attempt to take the shot?
I think the way that you approach it is on equal footing. But the problem is with Jessica Alba, like, she's in such a different world. Point is of, like, all, you know how, like, the fantasy crushes and things like that? Like, Jessica Alba has been number one for me for, you know, 30, however long it's been.
She's been on the list. Not one. You're not one. You know that. You know that.
You want Jennifer Aniston?
Well, it's younger Aniston. It's younger Nicole Eggert. It's Elizabeth Hurley. That's been the list for over the years.
I mean,
and she, Alba, has always been on it.
Yeah, the list has changed, of
Kelly
course.
Taylor from 90210.
That's, what's her name?
Jenny Garth.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, never mind that. But Jessica Alba, the moment that I saw her, I'd be curious to see if you saw the show.
Got
on Punk'd. Have you ever seen Punk'd?
Of course,
on it? Okay.
Yeah.
So when she was on Punk'd, Boyle and Hoff, I think are probably too young for it. Boyle, you familiar with Jessica Alba, period?
Are you serious?
Okay. Have you seen the show Punk'd?
Hey, Pat, you ever hear of Mickey Mantle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's been married for how many years?
So what?
That's still. Have you seen Into the Blue with Jessica Alba? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Look it up, dude.
I don't even know about that.
Whoa.
I'll know next break, that's for sure.
Yeah, right? It's a movie. That Into the Blue.
Is there a scene that I'm looking for?
I mean,
no, you'll tell me.
Yeah, her in a bathing suit, diving, scouring the ocean. Yes, please. What's she looking for? I don't know, but I know what I'm looking for.
She's going clamming.
Hoff, did you see the Punk'd episode with Jessica Alba? You ever watch Punk'd with the, you know, the
I
guy?
I feel like I definitely watched that episode. Especially with Jessica Alba.
That episode.
I saw that episode.
Not only did I find her extremely attractive, I fell in love with
her
personality.
She's cool. She's funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And for years, she was always like, man, Jessica Alba. And then Cash Warren, whatever. But now she's single.
What are you looking at me like a deranged lunatic for? Like, I'm going to do something about it.
I'm
happily married. So are you. Oh,
no,
God,
no.
She's single. Okay. What do you want me to do with that?
I'm just saying, like, somebody's going to have a tremendous opportunity to hang out and get to know Jessica Alba.
She just got divorced, right? Somebody already probably has the opportunity.
Hey,
that's why she's divorced.
Now, do you remember, to tie it into New York sports here, do you remember she was at the Jets game, I think?
She used to hang out with Jeter.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeter used to date Jessica Alba?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Mina Kimes. No, wait. What's her name? Not Mina Kimes.
Minka Kelly.
Yeah, Minka Kelly. Thank you very much.
And he was with, and Jeter was with Minka Kelly as well.
Minka Kelly, I've heard, you know, Mariah.
Keep going. So it's basically everybody.
The whole diamond.
I think I've told you this story, but one of the cool moments that I've experienced was I was producing a show on opening day, I want to say 2004.
Oh.
For probably Joe and Evan live at Yankee Stadium.
Bad year for the Yankees, yeah.
Well, maybe I jinxed it.
Bad year.
Opening day, it had been the year. Mm. I was in the old Yankee Stadium dugout, sitting next to Sweeney Murdy and Derek Jeter, and I was right next to Jeter. I'm like, God, I'm sitting there. And he was in full Yankee uniform, opening day. Sweeney's on the other side of him. I'm on one side of him. Sweeney's talking to him, interviewing him for Joe and Evan. And I'm looking at Jeter, and I'm like, man. I'm looking at his, you know, his hands.
What?
This guy. because I'm, you know,
what
I'm
trying to size him up, dude?
No. I'm thinking like.
You're looking at his hands?
How do you smell?
I was thinking like. Where they've. You know, where those hands have been? Yeah, well, and as it pertains to certain women. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I was thinking of 2004. It's a memory that sticks in my mind. I can't help it.
I appreciate you being so transparent. Yeah. And listen, we've all had weird thoughts.
I didn't know about Jessica Alba.
I promise you, I don't think I'm staring at Derek's hands.
Well, I mean, I was just staring at everything.
Were they veiny? Were they long?
I was in awe of Derek Jeter.
Yeah, well, so was I.
But not because he's a Yankee legend.
You are.
That's kind of
this,
the point.
This dude.
But do you remember Alba? There was some kind of interaction with Jessica Alba, Aaron Rodgers, and Sauce Gardner.
Oh, yeah, the Knick playoff game.
Oh, that's what it was.
100%, not the Jets game. It was at the playoff game.
That makes more sense, because why would Jessica Alba go to a Jets game? Mm-hmm.
Right. Certainly not a Jets playoff game, because she would have been two last time they were there.
So there you go, Knicks playoff game, and then Sauce had no idea who she was.
Yeah, he's like, who that? Hook me up.
I bet you he knows now. All right, BT and Sal on the field. Let's get back to the calls about Pete Alonso. 888-888. Into the blue.
Into the blue.
Yeah, it's Friday night. Like maybe you want to watch a movie.
I got you.
Boyle, especially you. Hoff, I don't know if that's your speed. Into the blue, necessarily. I mean, it might be some sharks in it. I know you're a horror guy, so maybe you get some sharks
in it. Well, Jessica Alba's in it, so it's fine.
What was the shark movie with LL Cool J?
Sharknado?
No.
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, that was Deep Blue Sea. Yeah.
I actually like that.
You saw that, but not the one with Jessica Alba?
Yeah. Yes. I admit.
And you get it on me for
it's Jesus. Double L. It's not like it's some scrub. It's L Cool J. Respect.
BT and Sal are the fan. Let's get back to the calls about Pete Alonso, sadly. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. John is calling from Bernardsville. What's up, John?
Johnny.
How's it going, boys? Hey. Long time listener here.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I just have a quick question about the blind optimism in Mets management, seeing that they let DeGrom walk, win a World Series, and then they signed Verlander, who then hated being on the Mets.
He didn't hate being on the Mets. What are you talking about?
I thought he was a locker room cancer. Him and Scherzer both didn't like being on the Mets. That's why they were traded.
That's not true at all. Did you hear anything that Verlander and Scherzer said after they left the Mets? It wasn't that they didn't like being on the Mets.
Well, I mean, everything after the fact can be stated. Like, just like the whole Soto thing with his family. He never heard anything until he left the Yankees.
John, I think it was more about maybe not being enthralled with the direction of the Mets based on their age, and maybe a little bit of a reset by the Mets back then. And I don't know about DeGrom, but it didn't seem like Scherzer wanted to be a part of that because he's not a kid.
But then that goes into the same point that Sal's been making, how they always go for somebody younger, but there's a direct point that they went for the big fish that year. And it obviously didn't work.
Okay, and they learned from it. But by the way, you think letting DeGrom go was a failure and a mistake?
I mean, I think it was what he wanted to do, and it probably ended up playing his career off in the end.
So that's not the question.
How was that a mistake on the Mets' part?
You think him leaving hurt the Mets?
I mean, probably a little bit in the short term.
He doesn't pitch.
How many games has he pitched since he's left the Mets? I mean, come on. I'm sorry, John, to cut you off there. I thought we were done. Hey, come on, you got to get with it. I mean, nobody wanted to see DeGrom leave at that particular. You know what I'm saying?
That was an odd one.
He hasn't pitched.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say that Verlander and Scherzer were failed experiments to a certain extent. Absolutely, I would agree.
Not really, because it got your farm system even.
Well, that the best thing to happen for this, where the Mets franchise turned the corner, was when Billy Epler went to Steve Cohen and said, here's what I'm thinking. We need to trade these guys now, try to expedite the process. This was a mistake, trying to spend big on the proven but aging starters.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of them if we can, shed some money, and get in prospects and buy prospects in the process, like pay some of the salary to go away. It ended up saving the Mets money because Verlander didn't pitch enough innings this year, so they're off the hook on that. Some sucker like the Rangers took on Max Scherzer, who hasn't done anything for the Rangers since, and at least the Mets got something in return and saved some money. That was a brilliant move. We said it at the time.
Yeah, we did.
In an otherwise failed season, and it took Epler's idea and Cohen acknowledging a mistake and also a total change in philosophy. Epler's now gone for the reasons that we know. Stearns is here, and he would never pay a pitcher long term. And I don't think I probably wouldn't do the Scherzer Verlander thing either with the high AAV for an older guy. And it's worked out better for the Mets.
That was a very interesting pivot point. Listen, teams are going to make mistakes. There's no question. And nobody's proud. I don't care. Even the Patriots with Tom Brady and Belichick at their apex weren't perfect. They didn't always draft an all-pro. They didn't always sign the right guy, whatever. But I think what really frustrates fans is when the mistake is doubled down. Like, and not to pull the Yankees into us and hit them with some shrapnel, because I love their offseason. They got to the World Series. But, all right, so you get Hicks. And when they got Hicks, I was okay with it because he was youngish and he was a switch hitter, could run a little bit, good fielder, had a little pop. I thought it was good. Then they give him the deal. And didn't work out. He kept getting hurt, didn't produce. But then they kept running him out there. And I'm like, all right, same with DJ. It's kind of apparent now. I made a little mistake here. Stop throwing him down our throat and double down. Let's get rid of him.
Right.
Like, the double down is what's frustrating.
Mike is in Rye. What's up, Mike?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, how are you, Mikey?
Good. I generally don't agree with a lot of what you guys say, but you're a good listener, and I enjoy listening. But you could not be – I almost jumped out of my car when I heard you say this morning, have faith in Stearns and Cohn. I've been saying that for a month. Do you really think this is – they don't have a plan B if Pete walks? They probably have a plan B, C, and D going forward.
Well, you've heard that. You've heard. Sorry, Mike. I'll let you continue in a second. But you've heard that they tried to trade. They at least checked in on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And I think there's even more to it than that.
Exactly. They are in such good management shape right now. It's incredible. Because look at the teams Stearns built in Houston and in Milwaukee. Athletic, young,
non-strikeout guys. What did Pete strike out last year? 150, 160 times?
Just about.
They're not going to build a team around this guy.
Nope.
I think it's clear.
He's a number six hitter on your team.
I mean, maybe number five. He's going to hit home runs. So thank you for the call, Mike, and we do appreciate the kind words and the support listening to us, even though you may disagree with us the majority of the time. I think this is clear what's going on here, and I'm surprised more people aren't thinking along the lines that I am. They want Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and they're going to get him, whether it's now, meaning in spring training, whether it's when he becomes available at the trade deadline, or whether it's in free agency. I also will take it a step further and say that I believe, now I don't know this, but I believe that there's something to the fact that both Soto and Vlad are Dominican. They're friends. They're buddies. I also believe that the Mets probably told Soto before he signed, hey, we're thinking potentially Vlad. How would you feel about that? Or even if Soto said, well, what about Vlad? And they said, yeah, sure. Like, I think there's a lot more to this than you would see on the surface. By the way, it has been reported, not even just by Andy Martino, who had it first, Buster Olney. Did you see what he tweeted yesterday?
I didn't see Buster.
Huff, did you see Buster Olney's tweet? Can you grab that real quick? Buster Olney tweeted something, and I'm paraphrasing before we get the exact thing, and then we'll take a break and get back to the calls. In a perfect world, the Mets would like to trade for Vladimir. Like, there's not just smoke here. This is, if you do the math, Steve Cohen is known to make big investments in younger players. Mm-hmm. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. might be available if they can't come to an agreement on an extension before the opening day of spring training, which is less than a month away. Think of the timeline. The Mets aren't overextending for Pete. Like, the Mets aren't dumb. Vlad's going to potentially be available, whether it be now or at the end of the year. He probably wants to play with Soto to a certain extent. Like, do the math.
What if we What if we wake up in a week and it's 7 years, 460, Vlad staying in Toronto? Where are we going?
Then I'm going to yell and scream and say Stearns doesn't know what he's doing. No, I mean, then they're going to... Well, then it's going to be what's next, because obviously their plan A or B, whatever, is not going to happen now with Vlad, and they are going to need an impact bat to replace Pete Alonso to help Juan Soto.
Well, and the other thing, too, is listen, if this is the, and timing's everything, if this is the 1980s, the 80s, right? Pete Alonso's revered. He's revered as a power hitting first baseman, right? It's the 2020s, which means he's analytically picked apart like a lab rat. It's different game. What do you have?
By the way, the reason why I'm screaming now is so that you can have your spotlight next week. We trade when we scream. This is from Buster Olney. In the Mets' perfect world, they'd love to find a deal for Vlad Guerrero Jr., who, like Juan Soto, is a slugger who makes contact. 199 hits and 96 strikeouts last year. If they pulled off a trade for him, they could sign him before he hit the market as they did with Lindor.
I think the Mets' plan is not to wait. I think they're going to try to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
I do, too. I don't know if they'll be successful before the season, but I know they're going to try to get him.
Because it takes two to tango. But, like, as far as the farm system goes, I think anything outside of Vientos, who's not in the farm system anymore, he's a proven major leaguer. I think they give up all the time, whatever it would take to get him. And the report was that the Blue Jays would want more.
I saw that.
Than what the Yankees gave up for Soto.
I saw that.
Good luck getting more.
Yeah.
But if you get similar and maybe even a little bit, whatever. But I believe that that's the Mets' plan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.